top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for Friday, September 20. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, LIAT will increase the number of flights to Dominica by 3 flights per week, effective October 8. Meanwhile, reports that LIAT may be on the verge of collapse again, and new revelations deepen scandal over Trump whistleblower complaint. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group.
Short on cash and need cash now? Then Courts Ready Cash interest-free payday loan is here for you. Get up to $500 in cash today. Come in today for our hassle-free service. No interest, quick approval, and easy payment terms. Get the cash you need when you need it with a Courts Ready Cash payday loan today. Visit our nearest branch for your interest-free payday loan now. Courts Ready Cash, ready when you are.
Already have a loan but need more cash? Come to Fast Cash and get qualified for a top-up loan of up to $1,000 with 6 months to repay. Plus, refer a friend and receive $100 in cash. Apply online at fastcashcaribbean.com or visit any one of our locations. Conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
Mother Nature or human nature? Are you fully protected from the unexpected? At Maxwell Insurance Agency, Agents Frunagico, we want to make sure you have the right coverage, like the structure of your home or business and its contents from natural disasters, automobile damages, theft and injury to its passengers, or simply your own personal coverage. Come speak to a Maxwell Insurance rep today to help you determine how much and what coverage is right for you. Call us on 440-6900 for a free insurance review so you can check it off your list and off your mind. Located at 36 Kings Lane, Roseau. We are Maxwell Insurance Agency.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has called on citizens to invest in their future through collective efforts to build Dominica. Most importantly, he says, Dominicans must put an end to the dangerous and divisiveness, political tribalism, and polarization that is keeping individuals apart and stopping some from giving their best to country and each other. He made the statements at the Can It Be concert held at the Windsor Park Stadium on Thursday, recognizing 2 years post-Hurricane Maria.
The division is a plague on our national identity and sense of unity as a people. Just as we restored broken homes and roadways, just as we replanted lost crops, just as we pieced our country back together, we must now sow seeds of national unity, binding up old wounds and creating an environment of peace, of national unity, and a common and collective consciousness of who we are, what we are capable of, and a belief in our capacity to inject new dynamism in Dominica. When we were down, others believed in us. Let us believe in God. Let us believe in ourselves. Let us unite behind our national flag for ourselves, our future, our children and grandchildren, and for the future of generations yet unborn.
He says in many countries, after natural disasters, in the absence of water, electricity and basic supplies, diseases spread and people die. However, he says this was not the case in Dominica.
We sourced and distributed food, drinking water, and medical supplies as quickly as we could once we could navigate through the rubble. After Maria, government had appointed teams to ensure the reconnection of both electricity and pipe-borne water. Within months, there was vigorous cleanup to ensure the health of citizens was protected. Today, we have advanced water projects to benefit the communities of Wesley, Woodfordville, Marigot, Salisbury, La Plaine, Whittaker, Savonpie, Grange, Glanville, Picard, Biosch, Platte-Maupere, and Monratchet. We thank God for our new roads, bridges and infrastructure, sea defenses and drainage improvement all over the country, but particularly right here in Roseau, the remediation and repair work started with you. With God's grace, our economy was restored in record time to the shock and amazement of many. The private sector was facilitated in starting and reopening businesses. Farmers and fishermen were supported. Public officers never went unpaid, not even for one day, half a month, or even a month.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, meantime, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves says what Dominicans have done over the last 2 years, led by the government and the Prime Minister, is a near miracle.
The devastation wrought by Hurricane Maria and the patience and the calm yet urgency with which you, the great people of Dominica, and your government and your Prime Minister, the way you have worked together, not only to come back to normalcy, but to put Dominica on a path of sustainable development. I have watched as a friend of Dominica, as you know, my wife is Dominican, what you have done is just so absolutely remarkable. I want to thank all those regionally and internationally who provided assistance to you. At the end of the day, however, it is you who have done very well, led by your wonderful government and Prime Minister.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says the Ministry of Tourism, through the Discover Dominica Authority, has announced increased flights from Liat into Dominica. He says from October 8, 2019 and through the winter season, Liat will increase the number of flights to Dominica by 3 flights per week. The flights will be on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays.
I will create an additional 144 seats per week into Dominica. This now increases our capacity for Liat to a total of 28 flights and 1,244 seats per week. The flights originating from Barbados will allow connections through Barbados from the USA and also Canada. This also comes at the right time for our locals and also for our visitors coming into Dominica, not only for Independence, but for the new hotels that are opening and very importantly for the World Creole Music Festival. With these additional flights, clearly it'll make it easier. And for many of us who had additional cost of having to overnight in Barbados, it means you can now get increased chances of same-day connections to Dominica.
Tourism Minister Robert Tong, meantime, marketing executive at Discover Dominica Authority, Samantha Leta, is encouraging persons to take advantage of this flight increase to support the World Creole Music Festival this year.
So the Caribbean airline Liat is increasing our flights to Dominica by 3, and that will give us an additional 144 seats into Dominica, increasing our capacity in total to 28 flights and 1,244 seats per week. So this really opens up opportunities for us, looking at the new properties we have coming on stream in Dominica. And also it's very important for us now, as the World Creole Music Festival moves on, that persons can actually start booking these additional flights for the 21st edition of the World Creole Music Festival. So like I said, effective October 8th, persons can start booking these extra flights. These flights will be originating from Barbados. So it opens up the southern leg into Dominica even more. We already have additional flights for Winair coming in for the World Creole Music Festival for that week and extended to the week after. So we're really looking forward to the crowds coming in and persons being really welcomed to Dominica for this experience at the World Creole Music Festival and Dominica as a destination.
Marketing executive at Discover Dominica Authority, Samantha Leta. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says subsequent to discussions with the Ministry of Finance and Planning, anyone whom the government owes $75,000 or less will be paid by next Tuesday. He also listed another category of persons who will be paid next week. Government is looking to amortize all outstanding payments by the end of the month to facilitate the payments of people owed.
When I spoke to the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Planning and asked them, who do we owe? They told me we owe some people. For example, I asked them for categories of people we owe, and they said, okay, Prime Minister, people who we owe $75,000 or less, that comes to $16.4 million. And I'm saying to anybody who the government owes $75,000 or less, by next Tuesday, you will get your full money from the government. And I asked them, so people who we owe from 200,000 to 700,000, how much is that coming to? It's only $6 million. And those people will get paid as well next week in full. And we will amortize all our outstanding payments before the end of this month to facilitate the payments of people whom we owe.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, still on the local scene, General Manager of Flo, Jeffrey Baptist, says in keeping with the company's promise that Creole in the Park will continue, it has been reintroduced this year. He says plans are moving ahead full steam and it will be exciting as it has always been. Baptist says the concept will remain the same.
It is a very unique product. The concept will remain the same. And what is the concept? It's really a celebration of our local culture, our local heritage, a celebration of our culture, amplified and strengthened by, you know, other artists and acts from the region. Why we do it again? We want to expose our local acts and our local artists to accomplished and successful artists. And so everything we do at Creole in the Park has a core objective. And when we bring a foreign act, it is not because we want to send some of our monies overseas or we just want to do it for doing its sake. It's really about putting someone on stage who is an accomplished, recognized performer that a young Dominican artist can, in his biography and his profile portfolio, can say, I performed on the same stage with a Cecile, a Dexter Dapps, you know, that type of stuff. And that's the opportunity we'll again present this year. So we'll have two foreign acts, one on the Wednesday and one on the Thursday, again, in keeping with that objective.
Meanwhile, Baptist says Dominicans will continue to see the big local acts take the stage.
We'll see again our young, budding, emerging acts on stage because, again, we, as part of the core objective, is to give young, emerging artists an opportunity to be exposed. We will have local cuisine. We will transform the Botanic Gardens into a cultural village, as we have always done. We will see a display of our arts and craft. We'll see some of our corporate partners display some of their products and services, and we'll transform the Botanic Gardens into this happy place, into a cultural village that really, you know, will amplify everything that is uniquely Dominican. So this is what you will expect. It will be safe, as usual. We have a very strong partnership with the police. In fact, we just walked out from a meeting of the Commissioner of Police and his senior leadership team, and we have always had the commitment and the support of the police hierarchy.
Flo's General Manager Jeffrey Baptist. And new company to Dominica, Domus Windows and Doors, is reaching out to the public to sensitize them on the basic protection needs for this hurricane season. Sales representative for Domus Windows and Doors, Winifred Wade Vidal, says the company has been on island for the last 3 months and is not politically affiliated. The company held a seminar at Central Cooperative Credit Union September 17th and La Flamboyant Hotel September 18th. Registration was free to the public.
So this company was founded in 2005 and has manufactured its products throughout the Eastern Caribbean. Dominica has been the fifth office in addition to Trinidad, St. Kitts, Antigua, and St. Martin.
Sales representative for Domus Windows and Doors, Winifred Wade Vidal. CEO of the company is Terrence Wart.
I'm a professional engineer from Canada originally. I've moved to the Caribbean some 19 years ago and have been focused primarily on fenestration, windows and doors, that is, and a lot of the engineering that goes into hurricane resistance. We've been producing these products now for over 10 years in the Eastern Caribbean. Before I came down here, I was the CEO of the largest hotel company in Canada. So I have a business background prior to coming here. We had the largest, we had 24,000 hotel rooms in the portfolio and 2.5 million guests per year coming into our properties. So it was a fairly complex operation. And I guess just to let you know that we do know how to manage a business. I'm the founder of Domus and its chief engineer. The company was set up with a vision after I lived down in the Caribbean for a number of years, with the idea of having a Caribbean company that actually designed products for the Caribbean. And I think we're the only company in the world that has really done that from A to Z. That means designing products that are going to stand up to the climate and also to hurricane risk and security. Those are kind of the three biggies as far as we're concerned. We have a wide range of products that we've developed over the last 12 years.
Chief Executive Officer of Domus Windows and Doors, Terence Ort. In other news this afternoon, regional cash-strapped airline carrier Liat may be on the verge of collapse again, with negotiations between majority shareholder Barbados and Antigua having completely broken down. There are suggestions that only a miracle would prevent the cash-strapped airline's operations from crashing. It would, however, not be the first time that the airline has looked set to be permanently grounded, as back in April, Chairman of Liat shareholders, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, had expressed fears that its closure was imminent. Labor sources close to government told Barbados Today they had recently been informed that the situation regarding Liat had gone from bad to worse. And Washington's newest scandal over a whistleblower's complaint about President Donald Trump intensified Thursday amid revelations that the White House and Justice Department tried to keep it quiet. The affair centering on Trump's contacts with a leader of a mystery foreign nation, identified in two reports as Ukraine, has also injected a toxic element into relations among the president, the intelligence community, and Congress. It is hard to see how any of this ends well. 6 months after Special Counsel Robert Mueller shut up shop, the White House again faces suspicion over Trump's dealings with a foreign power and seems to be taking steps to stop the full story from coming out. And that's the midday news. First, a recap of our headlines. Liat will increase the number of flights to Dominica by 3 per week, effective October 8th. Meanwhile, reports are that Liat may be on the verge of collapse yet again. And new revelations deepen scandal over Trump whistleblower complaints. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q.